Item number seven, please.
From the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an information report regarding proposed revisions to the adopted 2001 Mitchell Park and Horticultural Conservatory Master Plan. This item is informational only and is otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Kuklich?
Chairman, committee members, in 2008, the Zilber Family Foundation gave a substantial financial commitment to improve the quality of life in Milwaukee neighborhoods, specifically the Clark Square neighborhood, which includes the Mitchell Park domes. Commissioned in that was Epstein, Ewan Architects, who are here today, who are looking at Park's adopted master plan for Mitchell Park with the potential for some revisions to that master plan. Here to speak on that topic is Bob Cooper from Epstein, Ewan, and Rich Tennyson.
Mr. Cooper, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Ms. Follera?
Good morning.
Welcome. Good to see you. Please.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, supervisors, and committee members, as was just mentioned, we were entrusted with the task of looking at the original master plan study that was done for Mitchell Park back in the year 2000, and also looking at the Zilber Neighborhood Initiative for Clark Square plan that was done more recently. And the task was to combine those two and to come up with a comprehensive plan for Mitchell Park. So our presentation today is to give you an update as to where we are in this process. We have had meetings, and Sandy Folleron has been instrumental in this with the and Peggy West with the neighborhood group, and we've met with the neighbors in the area. We've had informational meetings, and this is a an extension of that presentation to the neighborhood group in the Clark Square area. You're all familiar with the domes, obviously, and with Mitchell Park. But this is currently where Mitchell Park is right now, according to Google Earth, which is actually maybe a year behind or so. But you can obviously see where the domes are located, the Mitchell Park pond, which has the park pavilion adjacent to it in the center of the site, the children's area to the southeast, in the southeast corner of the site, a number of playing fields to the east and to the north that are used quite extensively by the kids in the neighborhood and used by Journey House and other neighborhood organizations. The initial plan back in November of 2000, that plan had proposed a revised entrance to the domes, which was very extensive at that time. It had involved a lot of additional meeting space and so forth in that kind of curved area you can see to the southwest of the domes. And that has since been changed to a more open plaza area. The children's area you can see was shown as being developed, and that has been developed, and the park pavilion again was shown as a key part of the park. And number 18 there is that's the amphitheater, and there is a stage there for open productions and community events, although it's not sheltered. It's basically an open platform. And then the large area to the south of the domes was proposed at that time to be a horticultural garden, a very extensive horticultural garden, which obviously would have involved a lot of maintenance and upkeep, very much similar to Berner Gardens, which has a very extensive floral displays. Now, the Clark Square Initiative, Clark Square is the area immediately south of Pierce Street. Pierce is a south boundary of Mitchell Park, and to the east of South Layton Boulevard. This area is a very historic area in the city of Milwaukee, and it's an area that's gone through transition in recent years, but it's a very active user of the park. If you go by this park extensively through the summer, you'll find, particularly, you'll find that the families in that area use this park to a very large extent. And so the park was, although not part specifically of the Zilber Neighborhood Initiative plan for Clark Square, it obviously was addressed in that because it's an extension. And the areas that were specifically addressed, and I'll get into more detail as I go along, had to do with Mitchell Park itself and providing more safety, more lighting, better pathways and things like that in the park. A sportsplex, the idea of having a place where the children in the area could go and play and have you could have fitness classes and things like that there. A skateboard park, and the big item there is the NFL football field, which the Green Bay Packers have donated the practice field from Green Bay to Journey House and to the Zilber Initiative, with the possibility that this could be installed in Mitchell Park. And this is the plan from the Zilber Initiative study. You can see in this plan they had planned on placing in the football field over towards the bluff down into the valley, and leaving soccer fields to the east, a skateboard park down near the splash pool and the children's area, and using the old sunken garden area as a soccer field, which of course it's now used that for practice now, but not as an official soccer field. So in combining these studies, we looked at at all of these items plus other items that are being considered by Milwaukee County Parks and incorporated those into this plan. So we're showing the domes, and the domes are showing the new entrance that's been added and just recently added and is opening now. The idea of the greenhouses being relocated from Watertown Plank area down to the dome so that they could be part of the propagation for the domes, and also support the parks as well from this central location. We're looking at revising the amphitheater. We're looking at the pavilion, adding the sportsplex to it. We're looking at adding a skateboard park that could be built within the park and take advantage of the natural terrain there, which is rather hilly. We're looking at a restroom addition and to the children's area, and also a football field location to the east of the park where the soccer fields are now. The Hank Aaron Trail obviously is going ahead, and that's, you can see where that's being built as a connection that will actually, that trail will connect east to west throughout the entire county, and it will bring more people into the park. You can see how the trail connects across the rail lines in the valley, and then connects back to the north, and also connects over into the north end of the park near the domes. You can see the propagation house, the greenhouses, and the new entrance in this view. The skateboard park, we were looking at a facility that could be built, again, within the contours of the park. The idea is not to build a skateboard park that would be entirely concrete, like a lot of them are. It'd be one that would use, where its paths could be used as walking paths as well, and there would be some places where the skateboarders could hop on a low wall or that kind of thing, but not to the extent of a major skateboard park. The idea is to keep this something that would be compatible with the park. This kind of gives you a ground level view to show how that might fit in with the existing landscape and contours. At the existing tot lot, which has just been extensively remodeled and is very actively used, and the splash pool as well, and if we can get the weather warm enough to really use the splash pool. And then the restroom addition is shown there, so that this restroom addition would serve a purpose at this end of the park. It would help not only help the families that are using that end of the park, but also it could help the be near the NFL field location. For the Sportsplex, the idea was to take the park pavilion and actually make it more usable by adding a gymnasium to it to the north. And this gymnasium and the park pavilion would then be a facility that could have a lot of uses beyond what the park pavilion is used for right now. We're also looking at the possibility of adding a trellis or pergola area and a potential for outdoor dining where, you know, there could be, because there are a lot of weddings, this pavilion is used extensively for weddings. And there's a kitchen facility in the park, so that all of that is on the table in this plan. This is a view looking at the north end of the pond towards the pavilion. And then for the amphitheater area, keeping the grass amphitheater kind of the way it is, refurbishing the platform that's used as a stage now, and possibly adding an iconic a roof shelter to it so that it can be used for mini concerts and other public events in the park. Also, we're also looking at the possibility south of the greenhouses, you can see it in the upper left, of adding public gardens or potential for public gardens in there, but that may or may not be something that happens in the future, but it's certainly an opportunity. This is the a look from going from Pier Street by the just to the east of the children's area, and it's a pathway that would be created up to this football field, and the idea is that it provide kind of a gateway and also the potential for adding some markers in there that might relate to the Packers' history and that sort of thing. And the field itself would then sit up on the hill there in the where the soccer field is right now, and would have potential for bleachers and light standards. So this could be used for the children in the area. It could also be used, have a wider use for the community. People might be very much attracted to the turf field that was the Packers. So this is the plan to date, and I'd like to entertain any questions.
Questions or comments by committee? Supervisor Dimitri Yivik.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is really, like, when you look at this, it's like a dream come true. It really is. And I think, I don't know, and I don't want to assume, but people who perhaps are seeing this for the first time, I have seen this as in stages, are probably thinking, wow, all this is in Mitchell Park? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
It's such a destination. Now, all this doesn't look as great as this, but it is such a destination, and I really believe that our founders, our architects of this park system, obviously designed Mitchell Park because it's so perfectly located right on the hinge of downtown and the near south side that it is perfectly designed for all of these things. And what I really love about this is, other than the skateboard park, really everything else is just taking what we have and enhancing it. We have an amphitheater, but it's in such poor condition. You know, we have the like you said, the highly rented facility, but if we could just enhance it. And that's what I think that this goes above and beyond. So I'd like to ask one question, just so I can be certain on the component that's in front of us here. This is an informational item, and do you foresee, like, is there some sort of agreement that'll happen in the future where is the vision that Zilber will use some of their donated money and give that to the parks to help make this a reality? That's the part I don't understand.
Director Black?
Chairman, supervisors, that's the part that I'm hopeful about.
Okay.
Schultz is here. But the Zilber Foundation gave us the $25,000 to do this.
Yeah.
And we went through a competition of which firm was going to get it, and they actually picked Epstein Noon, which is fabulous. So I think they've done a wonderful job. They've had their public listening sessions. They've gone out to get comment, what have you. And I just wanted to bring it back here. When you look at all of these different components, like you said, mm-hmm. they're all kind of in the works with different funding sources. So last month you approved the the bridge with the Hank Aaron Trail. So that's part of it. Where how we're going to work with the DOT coming through from Swan Boulevard about the greenhouses, that's a component of it. So there's a whole bunch of different areas of what is already happening there. But I just wanted to make sure that the county board understood that we're looking at this holistically. And if anybody comes forward with wanting to help us with this financially, obviously we'd be open to that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I don't represent the park. That's Peggy West. It has Mitchell Park. But I do co-represent the Clark Square neighborhood and the nearby area across the street on National Avenue. And I also think a beautiful thing about this plan is you can really see the neighborhood input. This is exactly what the neighbors tell us that they want. And I don't know that I've ever seen a plan in my years here that has been more connected to what the neighborhood wants and needs. Mm-hmm. In every aspect of what you've shown here is really in sync, from soccer to football to the rental, the pavilions that families use, to the amphitheater for many events, and usually there's a lot of Latino concerts there. I mean, it just really fits in. So I sure hope, I mean, if I could, you know, approve it today and sign the check, I would love to, but this is a partnership and we're
motion.
Gracious, and we'll keep moving forward, and I hope that will be before us, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I mentioned earlier, my question is this good policy? And heck yeah.
Write this down.
Yeah, you can quote me on that too. No, but genuinely, this is thrilling. It, as my colleague Supervisor Dmitrievich said, this does reflect the needs and the wants of the community. It's in their interests, in their long-term interests, not mm-hmm. just what they'd like right now. But this has a great ground for building community. I've actually spent a fair bit of time either here at Mitchell Park or passing through, going along Pierce Street, Bruce Street, snaking my way up there. I found it's actually a nice way to get from Bayview through Walker's Point to Silver City.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that struck me about this area of town was what was hit there and the potential for what could be there. And I think this could be a fantastic way to help unleash that. And I thank you all for your work on this. I think I agree with my colleagues. This is fantastic work, and I think this will help us find the future for Milwaukee. Thank you.
Supervisor Jerzyk.
Thank you. I think what's really exciting about this project as well, and I echo the comments of all my colleagues here, is the connection we're making to Menominee Valley.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, at the last, I believe it was last month, we approved the bridge that's going to connect the Hank Aaron Trail. That is a unique connection and really offers something fantastically new to Mitchell Park. I'm looking at page 2 of your handout here and looking at the historic Mitchell Park pavilion there, that beautiful pavilion. And just to add a little note of history here, my in-laws actually met there, married, and the rest is history, I guess, but that was quite the dancing place in the Roaring Twenties.
Mm-hmm.
It was the place to go, and of course the ice skating in the winter to the music and so on, that was really quite the locale. And I think we're going to see that become in modern times, with skate parks and all those things. But that the connection to Hank Aaron Trail, I think, is the new part here, and
right.
really quite that Hank Aaron Trail and the whole improvement of that Menominee Valley. I mean, that is really going to offer something that's unique, and I'm very excited for you as well. And I sure hope we can find all the funding to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I couldn't help but think about my Irish immigrant grandfather and his brothers who worked down the slope at Milwaukee Road,
yeah.
and what they would think today to see this
to
kind
see
of dreamy development potentially occurring here.
My grandfather worked.
Absolutely.
You had
well, I want to thank you, first of all, for keeping an eye on us and all the wonderful things going on. Those of you that have been watching the domes over the past 5 years have noticed just amazing things have happened. And they're all because of the partnerships that have been put together with private dollars and different organizations. This master plan really went over the updating was over a course of 2 years of community meetings and brainstorming sessions. So this didn't happen overnight. It was really well thought out, and a lot of community outreach was done. So I appreciate your comments, Supervisor Dmitrijevich, about a plan well done is based on the transparency and really engaging the public. It's good, and it certainly is a ripple effect of all the good things that have been going on at the domes. And this will continue to allow us to do our outreach into the park as well. Partnerships, whether they're with MATC, the 16th Street Community Clinic, even Outpost Foods has expressed an interest in working in our new greenhouses. It's all good stuff for Milwaukee County. It really is. So thank you. We're excited.
Any further questions by committee members? If not, this item is informational. We thank you all for your participation and your efforts.
Thank you. Thanks.